This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from the Investors Bank Studio, Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti, Boomer and Gio on the Fan, simulcast across the country on CBS Sports Network. Good Thursday morning. We've got Yankee tickets for you again today. How about that? Every single hour on a Box Office Blitz Thursday. Yankees Rays tickets. The battle for first place continues. And tomorrow, we head down to the headliner for our kickoff to summer show. So this is a great time of year. I remember last year, the sun hitting us, all the happy people. Here we are with everything ahead of us. Memorial Day weekend. And we got two more wins to talk about with the Yankees and Mets. The Yankees refuse to lose to the Baltimore Orioles again. And the Mets are stringing together a couple of nice wins as they bust out late in the game with some unlikely offensive heroes in Juan Lagares and Rajay Davis. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm doing better than Giancarlo Stanton and certainly Robinson Cano. Two guys that are going to, you know, spend extended time, it looks like, on
you
the IL.
You went right to the negative. You get on
I
me
did.
For going
I
to the negative.
Know
you went right
no,
to the negative.
Here's why. You know, Robinson Cano now, all of a sudden, you know, he's busting out of first base and he's going to pull a quad. You know, I don't care. Goodbye. You know, I really don't need to watch him anymore. I really don't.
Well, wait a second. Mean, you're going to need him to be a factor on this team that's going to be successful.
Right now, but right now, team picked them up yesterday, and they picked them up on Monday. And, hey, just somebody else is going to get a chance. Now, whether it's Raj Davis or whoever else, they're going to get a chance now, and they're going to get a chance to play. So part of me is like, I don't ever wish for anybody to get hurt, but I also I'm tired of just watching this whole thing unfold. And then now, all of a sudden, because he was hustling, he tore a quad. Well, if he worked out and stretched maybe before the game and took care of himself, I don't know if he tore it.
It's a quad tightness, I think.
A quad tightness.
He's got some tightness in the quad.
I mean, come on, man. Running down to first base, I don't know. You know, I'm just sorry. I'm done.
Well, it seems a little unfortunate, right? I mean, don't you have a little, like, this is just sort of an unlucky thing.
And somehow, you know, I don't know. I just feel like he's, or they, meaning the Mets, are like, you know, see, he gets hurt when he runs hard. I'm like,
what? Well, they didn't say that.
I mean, come on, just
who
feels
said
that?
That.
It just feels that way.
Why it doesn't
it
feel?
Feels
it
that
feels
way.
That way to
but
you. Glad, nobody you know said that.
I'm glad they won, and I'm glad Jacob DeGrom actually got picked up there, and he and Scherzer were going back and forth for six innings. Pretty similar, results with the exception of the home run in the first. But I would just, you know, it was nice to see the Mets actually battle back and win a game.
Sure.
And, you know, supposedly their best player is not even in the lineup. So they've won two out of three games where he has really not been in the lineup.
And the one game he did play, well, he was 0-for-4 with a couple of strikeouts. So, listen, Robinson Cano, because of the contract that he has and because he's getting older and older and older, he's already in his late 30s, you need him to be good. So I would like to see him back. I'd like to see him inspired, and I'd like to see him be a good offensive player for the Mets. You are glaring at me because you have now, I think, taken your Cespedes anger because you don't have that guy to smack around anymore, and you've put it squarely on the shoulders of Robinson Cano.
Where it belongs.
Yeah, well,
100% belongs.
Yeah, but
the whole Cespedes.
He's trying now,
thing,
though, right? He wasn't trying before, and he's trying now.
What a
Isn't
waste.
That a
spent,
good thing?
You spent all this money on Cespedes, and you got basically a World Series out of him. That's it. That's all you got. Now, interestingly enough, on the good news side of things.
Oh, wow.
I was thinking about this last night, watching Gary Sanchez and the Yankees, and I know that we had David Konen here, and we were talking about the resurgence of Gary Sanchez. If you kind of look about with the way what he's doing now, and what did he get called up, 2017?
Yes.
I know he played, I think, two games in 2016. He didn't do much, but it was the 53 games I think he had in 2017 where he caught everybody's attention. Mm-hmm. I think he's played 32 games now for the Yankees this year, and it feels very reminiscent of what we saw back when he first came up to play those first 53 games where he had the 20 home runs and the 40-something or
so. Oh, he was the biggest story for them, and then Aaron Judge took that away from him, but everybody sort of forgot
next year.
So everybody sort of forgot how Gary Sanchez was. No, it was 16, right? And then 17 was Judge's year, right?
Oh, was it? Whatever. It's one of these. But what I'm saying, he had the 53 games wherever he came up. Maybe it was 16.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like he's back to where he was then.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reason, whether he's just healthy, he's lost a little bit of weight, he's happy, he's productive, he's in a good lineup, he seems to be in a really good place, both behind the plate defensively, and he looks really comfortable at the plate right now.
Yeah.
And I kind of feel like it is like his rebirth, and I know that there's been a couple articles written about that, and we talked to David Cohn about it, but I feel like he has now finally gotten all the way back to where he was when he first came up for those 53 games.
Yeah, there is one thing brewing with the Yankees, and I don't even necessarily think it's a negative thing because they're playing so well, but I actually think the fact that they're playing so well makes this a bigger issue. But we find out yesterday that Giancarlo Stanton, in his rehab for his bicep, has now got a calf,
Giancarlo Stanton?
Has now has a calf strain. So for 7 to 10 days, he's not going to be around.
Giancarlo?
This bicep thing was something that wasn't supposed to keep him out this long. It has, and this team continues to win, and I think that the frustrated Yankee fan has a poster child, and that guy is Giancarlo Stanton for the one-dimensional nature of him, the all-or-nothing home run or strikeout, the fact that he is not a guy who came up through the system, you know, all of those things. So his bobblehead day is what, Monday coming up? Giancarlo Stanton's bobblehead day, I
believe. Giancarlo?
Is Monday. He's not going to be around. There's another injury. It's another muscle pull. His muscle pulls everywhere. I mean, if you're a guy who's been out for God knows how long with your bicep, and then all of a sudden you get in a rehab game, and your second rehab game, you're pulling another muscle. I mean, it's crazy.
Al, so, how many times have you pulled a muscle, Al?
I'm not a big muscle pull kind of guy.
Really?
Yeah, it doesn't happen. Doesn't happen to a guy like that.
Well, you got to have muscles to pull them, right?
Evidently, yes.
Yeah, but anyway, it was 2016 when Gary Sanchez came up. Yes, and I understand that Giancarlo Stanton is going to be like, you know, public enemy number one when he comes back, especially if he goes into a prolonged slump or strikes out late in game with men on and they need the hits and they're playing against better teams. I mean,
I bet you if we did one of the CNB polls.
Why do we need to do a poll?
I bet you if we did.
I got a poll for you.
No, hold on. As you said, would you rather have Giancarlo Stanton on this team or not on this team? That Yankee fans would say not on the team.
Right, exactly.
Which is crazy. If you think about it, the guy was an MVP. You acquired an MVP for nothing.
I know.
And I bet you that they don't want him on the team.
Yeah, because the team's winning, and why would you want to mess with a good thing? And
well, because he's a talent that's like off the charts. That's why.
Well, he's
getting paid $30 million.
I know, it's another one, but he will be back, and he will be in the middle of this lineup. But I will say, he will be facing an inordinate amount of pressure. There's going to be huge expectations for him when he comes back, especially if he's in that lineup for, I don't know, 10 games, and they go 3-7 in those 10, because eventually they're going to end up having a little bit of a downturn somewhere. I don't know how much longer they can keep this up. I mean, they're playing the Orioles. The Orioles are horrendous.
Yeah, one of the worst teams I've ever seen in my life.
You know, and then, of course, you know, comes after the game that CC Sabathia and his knee is acting up again.
Yeah.
Of course it is. So now they're probably going to have to put him on some IL stay here pretty soon. He did not go to Kansas City with the Yanks. He's coming back to New York to have the knee looked at and maybe get a cortisone shot. So he's going to have to rest that for the next 10 days or so before we see him back on the mound. So the Yankees are continuing to fight the injury bug. And I think in the case of Stanton, it's okay. It's not bad because everybody is just doing their job. You know, Torres is just eating the Orioles alive. Sanchez is doing his thing. You know, and Luke Voit hasn't had a home run barrage here for about 2 weeks now.
Right, and you really haven't even noticed it because the team offensively has been so good. But with all these stories about the Yankees getting healthy, every one of them ends up with, well, what are you going to do with this guy? What are you going to do with that guy? But how much time is the Yankee fan going to give Giancarlo Stanton when he comes back and struggles? Because he's going to. Because remember how bad he was at the beginning of last year? It was awful. It's going to take him some time. Already in a rehab game, he pulled another muscle. He's going to come back. He's going to be striking out. There's going to be golden sombreros all over the place. And this guy is just good. And if they start losing when he comes back, that's the one thing I can't wait. Judge comes back, everybody's going to be thrilled. When Didi comes back, everybody's going to be thrilled. The bench is better. The team is deeper. All of that. But Stanton could be, I mean, he is now, at this point, he is the new A-Rod when A-Rod first got to the Yankees.
You know, when Didi comes back, really, the guy that you're not going to see anymore is going to be Tulowitzki. He's done.
We haven't seen him, period.
Well,
so.
That's right. I mean, but he's pretty much done because you're just not going to have enough room for him.
Right.
And assuming that Estrada continues to do what he's doing and Ursula does what he's doing, and you have, obviously, Torres and Didi coming back, DJ LeMahieu, and Luke Voit. And then you have Kendrys Morales in that mix. He'll be another one that will probably not be here when everybody else gets back. He's kind of a fill-in guy who's filling in pretty nicely. So the Yanks are doing what they're supposed to, beating crappy teams and lighting them up. And that's exactly what they're doing. So I don't know. It's just that I didn't want to start negative. It's just that I got, I was so annoyed this morning, and I think.
But
I,
what
I
do you? I don't understand. What is your annoyance coming from?
There's been a trend going on around here for like a month now.
Around
I think
here,
I just started to notice it.
Around here, meaning
around down here by the streets of New York City.
Oh, okay.
Down here, in,
I didn't know
in
if
Tribeca.
You meant the radio station. No.
The radio station's all good. I'm all good with the radio station.
Okay.
Everybody seems to be in a happy spot right now.
Okay, yeah.
So we're good until the next blow up, and then we'll get through that one like we always do,
yep.
We'll be fine.
Yes, sir.
So,
yes.
Do you know what the letters U.S. PS stand for?
United States Postal Service, right?
I think it's the United States Parking Service.
Why do you say that now?
The postal trucks are all over the streets down here.
Yeah, well.
And where we used to park, and we were able to park, now you can't park because postal trucks are dominating the streets.
You really are trying to get me
and
out of
annoying,
my great mood
it's
today,
annoying.
Aren't you?
What do you mean?
No, no, no. You're trying. No. You're trying to because this bothers the hell out of me. It does.
Don't they have a garage around here?
So yes, they do. So this morning, I can't even.
Yes, I know.
I can't even park illegally anymore. Right? That's how many. Every spot is being sucked up around this area, and I can't even park in the places I'm not supposed to park.
But don't they have a garage around here?
I believe they do.
Coming from?
So.
Wait. I mean, this just started to happen.
Right. So I guess like a couple months ago I started to see this.
Over a year ago.
It was a year ago.
I don't know. I've noticed it like in the last month more than ever, and I know that across from their garage over here, there's a huge construction project going on. So that I'm sure that construction project has some collateral damage to the
why,
postal.
Though?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Their garage,
which
possibly.
Is now negatively impacted us in our parking spots.
Their garage is to the left, I believe, and it's that big thing that I don't know. It's got that loud-ass garage door that goes up if you're ever driving by it at that time. But, yeah, so these trucks, as anybody knows that's been around here, are gigantic. I mean, they're yacht-sized trucks.
Yeah, I get it. They got a lot of packages to deliver.
One of them takes up about three regular cars on the street, and they're just everywhere. So this morning when you drive up, you can normally park in front. There's four of them outside. No spots. And it's all over the place down here. So I don't know. They have a garage that's right there on King Street. Now, I don't know if there's more trucks now mail and more people. I don't know what. And now they can't fit them in there. I don't know if they're using that garage for other stuff. I mean, are they selling the spots inside of that garage to regular people, then putting their trucks out on the street? Is that a possibility?
Is it?
I don't know.
I hope that ain't the case.
Well, why would there be trucks everywhere when they've got a garage right there?
That's why I'm asking. I was annoyed this morning. And
someone's
got
to know. Remember when we said yesterday that you could bring up anything and someone will call? So this is the time that we need to ask the public to help. This is like ask the audience on who wants to be a millionaire.
I've never, for whatever it is, the last month that has been really bad. The last month that's been horrendous.
And it's going to get even worse when you got Google coming down here, Disney coming down here, 8 gazillion people that are moving down to this area. We're not going to be able to park anywhere. I mean, I know this is first world problems, all that stuff.
Yeah,
but when you're driving in the morning.
When you're driving in at 4 o'clock
and you're trying
to find
a spot.
That's not a first world problem. That's a problem.
There's all sorts of postal trucks everywhere, and you're circling around like a schmuck when you got to get upstairs to go to work. Yeah, it is a problem.
I'm sorry to complain. I don't know. The last month has just been, it's been more apparent and more obvious than ever before, and I don't know what the reason for it is.
Yeah, I don't know why they're out on the street and they're not in their garage. This was never an issue when we first moved here. to Hudson Street.
That's why I wonder if that construction across the street over there has something to do with it. Can't, right? I mean, can they get the trucks out of there?
I don't know. I mean, I get,
because they got half of King Street shut down.
Right, I know, but every time I'm leaving, there's trucks coming out of that thing and going back in.
You're seeing trucks going in and out.
Yeah, there's trucks going in and out.
Well, that's the time when they're, you know, loading up, making the deliveries. But at night, when we need to park, that's when they're just seemingly.
Well, what do you think it is?
I've heard rumors.
You've heard rumors?
Well, yeah.
Rumors about what?
What are that they're selling their spots and dumping their trucks on the street because they won't get tickets.
Wow.
So you're telling me that because it's the USPS that they won't get tickets? Like there's like a deal that goes on there because it's a government service that they're not going to get tickets?
That's what I've heard.
Oh, this sounds like some Fugazi. Some Fugazi things, man.
That sounds
like something Fugazi going on, man. You know
what's
going
on around here. That'd be a shiesty situation.
Yeah, there's something happening around here. I don't know what it is.
All right, but Jim is in the city somewhere. What's going on, Jim?
Yeah, the USPS stands for United States Parking Service because the post office picked up a new deal with Amazon where they deliver more and more parcels. So each garage got an additional 25 trucks, and there's no space in the garage room. That's why they park in the street.
Oh, well, that actually makes a little sense.
Oh, because Amazon, everybody orders everything online, and no one goes to a store any longer, and they're a part of that.
In fact, the post office delivers more parcels or more packages than UPS and FedEx combined.
So now it's no longer a lost leader. We're actually making money. The United States Postal Service making some money now?
No, they're still losing money because they don't know what they're doing.
Right.
Because they got people in overtime, double time, and they still deliver the mail, and that takes 20-50 carriers a day to do it, and there's no mail, but.
Yeah, I wouldn't want the job, but there's collateral damage going on.
Oh, yes. It's driving everybody crazy.
There's an adverse effect that is happening now, just like everything else. Like there's, when you do something in the city, when something happens in the city, there's always going to be somebody that is going to be negatively impacted by whatever the case may be. So if this, in fact, is the case where they have 25 more trucks added to this garage, they have nowhere to put those trucks other than on the street, so they adversely affect the people that come to work every single day.
Yeah, and we did a quick...
And they don't seem to give a crap.
Right. We did a quick Google search on this, and I guess Park Slope is at an issue that the residents there are going nuts because there's postal trucks all over the place, and they were, like, graffitiing these postal trucks.
Were.
Yeah, the vandalizing these postal trucks in, like, a very polite way. It was like they'd spray stuff on there, like, please don't park
here. Why don't you go out there and spray Boomer and Geo at 9, you know, 6 to 10
no,
in
I think,
the morning?
Well, they would know where to come if we did that, right? They would know where to find us if I put that on there. If that's the case, if they're selling the spots, whatever the hell's going on, it's got to change.
It's got to stop.
It's got to stop. They're humongous, these trucks, as we know.
It's just like they have overtaken the streets.
Yeah, no, it's just you would think there's at least four of them outside right now, right outside the building on Hudson between Charlton and King. There's four of them there, and four of them is probably eight cars that could be parking there.
That normally would be parking there.
Right.
And would be paying the parking meters.
Yes. Well, so that's how we change this thing. Look at all the money that's being lost here.
Is the money being taken out of the city coffers and put into there? Are they actually selling the spots?
I don't know. That was a rumor that we heard. We don't know. This guy says it's this. There's more trucks. We've heard rumors on the street about them selling the spots. We don't know the truth.
It's a mess. It's a real mess.
Right. Well, one thing we do know is it's a pain in the ass for us every single morning.
Well, yeah, and that's, since it affects us, we get to talk about it.
Right, exactly. All right, it is Boomer and Geo on the Fan CBS Sports Network.
I paid $5 stamps, man, so I don't want to hear about it. I'm supporting USPS, man.
Oh, yeah, in a big way.
Yes.
They got all their Christmas bonuses because of you. All right, so tomorrow we're heading down to the Jersey Shore. Actually, tonight we will be there.
Lots of dudes.
Oh, yeah.
No chicks.
For a full day of fun.
Dry humping guys
at our Memorial Day weekend kickoff summer party at Headliner, Route 35 in Neptune tomorrow, beginning at 6 with us.
A lot of dudes in skirts,
along with live music from one of the shore's most popular bands, Brian Kirk and the Jerks.
La da da.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.